If connection is ever achieved, it is often at 4 in the morning. A memory returns from childhood. I was 4 or 5 years old. We were living in rural Australia, and it was the night before a big journey was to begin. And I'd heard that we were to set off at the crack of dawn. Early next morning, my parents came to wake me and found my bedroom empty. I was standing on the driveway, staring at the sky. "What are you doing out here?" they asked. "Waiting for the dawn to crack," I said. In my mind, the phrase had evoked something vast and dramatic, a great fissure splintering the dark night sky to let in a blazing sun, an event I was incredulous to have missed. No creeping grey daylight tinged with pink, taking its leisurely time to banish the shadows of the night, but a single moment of celestial theatre. The mysterious essence of night exploded by the certainty of absolute day. In some way, despite many years of hearing the first birdsong and watching the curtains fringe with seeping light, that relationship to night and day remains with me.
That was the actor Juliet Stevenson on her love of the moonlit hours. It was produced by Justine Willett. Next week, we seek the roots of one of the most troubling legal concepts of all. It was Pontius Pilate who asked, "What is truth?" as he examined Jesus Christ. But what he was seeking was a way of getting at it. How do we get people to confess, and what is it that they're actually confessing? In the ancient world, the master of a slave could choose whether or not to tell the truth, but a slave, him or herself, was regarded as a brute beast who could be tortured to reveal what they know. This was the sordid backdrop to justice which orators like Cicero drew upon when they rose to address the courts of ancient Rome. Well, our essay series next week is presented by Dr. Catherine Tempest of Roehampton University, and she'll be excavating the sources of truth. I Confess, The Power of the Confession, begins on Monday night at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. It's just after 11 o'clock and next tonight, Weld on 3, presented by Mary Ann Kennedy.
I wished I was old Stormy Sun. Tell me where Storm along John. I wished I was old Stormy Sun. Come along, get along, Stormy along, John. And if I was old Stormy Sun, tell me where, Storm along, John. I'd build a ship of 1,000 ton. Come along, get along, Stormy along, John. I load her with Jamaica rum. Tell me where, Storm along, John. And all me shellbacks paid of some. Ha ha! Come along, get along, Stormy along, John. I treat you well and raise your pay. Tell me why, Storm along, John. And stand your drinks 5 times a day. Ha ha, come along, get along, Stormy along, John. And was you ever in Quebec? Tell me where, Storm along, John. A stow in timber on the deck. Ha ha, come along, get along, Stormy along, John. I wished I was in Baltimore. Tell me where, Storm along, John. On the good old American shore. Come along, get along, stormy along, John. And when we get to Liverpool town, tell me why I storm along, John. We'll chase them Judies round and round. Ha-ha, come along, get along, stormy along, John. Oh, storm along and round we go. Tell me why, hey, storm along, John. Oh, storm along through ice and snow. Ha-ha, come along, get along, stormy along, John.
Well, living up in the West Highlands of Scotland and right down on the shores of a sea loch, I don't much like being away from the water for any great length of time, so having been landlocked for a good while of late, that did me good. A singer from the Northeast, Jim McGeehan, letting rip with one of the shanties collected by Cecil Sharp from Yankee Jack, John Short, from Somerset in the early years of the last century. It's one of nearly 60 sung by him and recorded in total, and now being re-recorded by a dedicated crew captained by Tom Brown, and the 3-CD series is being released on Wild Goose Records. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, where tonight's music takes us from the Far East West Coast collision of Cambodia and California to the Yorkshire-based strains of the Gambian fiddle. And tonight's session, in the company of Lopa Kotari, comes from the now UK-based Qawwali singer Adil Saeed Chishti, one of a new generation of Sufi devotional singers. But having started all at sea, as it were, I'm going to carry on with a band formed on the Atlantic shores of a tiny Hebridean island. You might remember Tarency as the base for the year-long BBC Castaway project, but once the Robinson Crusoes had departed and the infamous pods they'd lived in had been sold off, the uninhabited island off the coast of Harris took on another role as home to the Tarency Fiddle School, running for 10 memorable summers with teachers from the likes of Blazing Fiddles. The quartet we'll hear next met up there, taking their name from an ever-changing spit of land on the island shoreline. This is Coran Ra, and a set, as they say themselves, devoted to life, love and catching a train. Bring it on.
park. Bring the family down. Bric-a-brac, puppet show, fire engine, steam train, face painting, mask making, falconry, tombola, climbing wall, cake stall, hooker duck, candy floss, balloon. Punch and Judy, Shetland ponies, hot dog, beat the goalie, soft play area with three bananas, Iguana Andy and his iguanas, jousting, hoopla, ghost train, pedal cars, quad bikes, stunt kites, sundries and much, much more. For further inquiries, ring this number. I rang it and asked about the much, much more. I was greeted with awkward silence. They'd lied to me. They'd lied to me on their posters.
I've told to a boil on the cab driver's neck. I've told to a boil on the cab driver's neck. I've told to a boil on the cab driver's neck. I've told to a boil on the cab driver's neck. Looking out through the tumbling leaves.
the sycamore tree. I can see a ship sail past and all.
Now, I will be honest and say that I have to work hard not to have preconceived expectations of a duo who call themselves Rapunzel and Sedaine. But this self-styled Northern folk noir duo, Rachel McCarran and Sean Breeden in Another Life, do some lovely spooky things in that opening track from their album Songs from the Barley Temple, an anagrammatic tribute to folk legend Peter Bellamy. Before that was, well, a modern-day folk poet, I suppose, Birkenhead's Half Man, Half Biscuit, and Nigel Blackwell taking the Funfair adverts' promises at face value, and much, much more. That's from their new album, out on Pro Plus Records. The first track came from the Anglo-Scottish quartet Corran Ra, whose roots lie from London to the very farthest northern reaches of Shetland, a place we'll be returning to later on in the show. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, and we're headed next for Congo, or at least the evolution of Congolese soukous in early 80s Paris that became known as Kwasa Kwasa, and the king of that particular scene was without doubt Kanda Bongoman. And some of the recordings from the dizzy heights of 1984 to 91, when he could boast the cream of soukous guitarists backing his smiley, melodious voice, they're brought together in a new 2-CD collection from Nishenti. Here they are, in very dancey form, with Malinga.
Gali
Juldy Camara and Griselda Sanderson hooking up her Scots fiddle background with his Gambian Ritty, Juldy having had a notion for some time to explore fiddle traditions from the Celtic world. That was the Weather Women from their new collaboration Julaba Kunda, and the instrumental is based on a tune called The Weatherman by Alistair White from the Battlefield Band, another tutor incidentally from that famous Tarensay fiddle school. Now, one of this summer's WOMAD highlights at the festival's Radio 3 stage, and for whom the weather certainly stayed fair, was without doubt Fatoumata Diawara, this distillation of actress and singer in an irresistible performer was just a delight. And stepping forward from the backing vocal ranks of Oumou Sangaré's band, her solo debut is now out. So many powerful subjects in the songs, with women at the heart of the whole thing. I love this one. A salute to all her sisters from one who hopes to see a female president in Mali one day.
Musule kauni su awala delinga folia nevalule kauni su awala delinga folia. Sara naula hakana utolodo makano menzara mvaula sikani tolodo makano menzara ngorola hakana utolodo makano menzara ngorola sikani tolodo keba korokano. Kalange kadin wolo ko tono dunga ki chefe fanaga ki fe fama be bomuzo la fondam be bomuzo jamanda ti be bomuzo fama be bomuzo la fondam be bomuzo ari ti si be bomuzo tamati ki be wo muzo.
Egyptian percussion maestro Hossam Ramzi has amassed a fairly impressive guest list for his latest album on ARC, Rock the Tabla, including fellow drummer Billy Cobham, and on that bonus track at the end, Slumdog Millionaire's A.R. Rahman, with the advisory, "This Could Lead to Dancing." And before that was Fatoumata Diawara's Musso from her newly released debut Fatou, and that track also featured the very cool grooves of another legendary drummer, Tony Allen. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy. Now, while I was away on my world roots travels, the Sufi devotional singer Adil Said Chishti joined Lopa Kotari in the studio here for tonight's session. Now based in London, Adil hails originally from Faisalabad in Pakistan, home to Qawwali greats such as the late Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Adil is one of a new generation of Qawwali singers, and he follows in the musical path of his own father, Muhammad, who was assassinated while performing live in concert.
Well, I'm in the BBC studios here in Maida Vale, Studio 3 in Little Venice in West London, and the walls here have soaked in an awful lot of great music over the years. And so tonight we enter the realm of love, devotion and longing, the musical world of the mystics. Adil Said Chishti from Faisalabad in Pakistan is a singer of Sufi devotional music, of Qawwals, and he's here with his group. They didn't come all the way from Pakistan, no, they've come from Teesside and West Yorkshire, and they're going to start off with a song called Sakia Hor Pila.
ਸੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਰਖਵਾਦਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜ ਵੜ ਰਜ ਰਜ ਪੀਵਾਂ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਮਿਟੇ ਉਬਾਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਮੈਂ ਪਿਲਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਕੀ ਅੱਜ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਸਤ ਬਣਾ ਦੇ ਜੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਵੇਲਾ ਨਾਹੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬੁੱਕਾ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਲਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਬਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਦੇਖ ਉੱਠੀ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਉਹ ਕਾਲੀ ਘਟਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਦੇਖ ਉੱਠੀ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਉਹ ਕਾਲੀ ਘਟਾ ਸੁਹਾਨੀ ਰੁੱਤ ਦਾ ਤਕਾਜ਼ਾ ਏ ਸਾਕੀ ਜਾਮ ਉਠਾ ਸੁਹਾਨੀ ਰੁੱਤ ਦਾ ਤਕਾਜ਼ਾ ਏ ਸਾਕੀ ਜਾਮ ਉਠਾ ਤੂੰ ਅਜੇ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾ ਦੇ ਬਲਾ ਕੀ ਕੱਲ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਤੂੰ ਅਜੇ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾ ਦੇ ਬਲਾ ਕੀ ਕੱਲ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਰਹੇ ਰਹੇ ਨਾ ਰਹੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਿਸਾ ਦਾ ਵਸਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਪਿਲਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਪਿਲਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਪਿਲਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਕਈਆਂ ਰਿੰਦਾਨ ਤਾਂ ਕੂੰਜੇ ਚ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਏ ਕਈਆਂ ਰਿੰਦਾਨ ਤਾਂ ਕੂੰਜੇ ਚ ਵੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਏ ਕਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਮਿੰਨਤ ਨਾ ਕਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਅੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਏ ਕਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਮਿੰਨਤ ਨਾ ਕਈਆਂ ਨੇ ਅੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਏ ਕਪੀਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਅਸੂਲੀ ਤੇ ਚੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਏ ਕਪੀਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਅਸੂਲੀ ਤੇ ਚੜ ਕੇ ਪੀਤੀ ਏ ਪਿਲਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਸਰ ਨੇ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਟੰਗ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਪਿਲਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਪਿਲਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਪਿਲਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸਕੀਆ ਕਸ਼ੀਦ ਪਾਣੀ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਕੱਚ ਦੀ ਬੋਤਲ ਕਸ਼ੀਦ ਪਾਣੀ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਕੱਚ ਦੀ ਬੋਤਲ ਨਸ਼ੇ ਨਾ ਫੱਟ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਨਾ ਬਚਦੀ ਬੋਤਲ ਨਸ਼ੇ ਨਾ ਫੱਟ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਨਾ ਬਚਦੀ ਬੋਤਲ ਨਸ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤੇ ਨੱਚਦੀ ਬੋਤਲ ਨਸ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤੇ ਨੱਚਦੀ ਬੋਤਲ ਨਸ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਸ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਰਾਬ ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਕੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਅੱਖ ਦਾ ਨਸ਼ਾ ਸਾਕੀਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਸ਼ਰਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਜੇ ਡਰਦਾ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਤੋ ਸਾਕੀ ਇਹਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਭਰ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫੜਾ ਦੇ ਚੁੱਪ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਭਰ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਫੜਾ ਦੇ ਚੁੱਪ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੀ ਲਵਾਂਗਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕਾਬੇ ਵੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਕੰਡ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੀ ਲਵਾਂਗਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕਾਬੇ ਵੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਕੰਡ ਕਰਕੇ ਅਸਾਂ ਵੀ ਰਿੰਦ ਰਵਾਂਗੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਵਿਜੈ ਚ ਸ਼ਰਾ ਰਫੀਕ ਪੀਤੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਜੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਰੱਬ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਬਹਾਰ ਸੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਮੌਲਾ ਮੈਂ ਰਹਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਿਆ ਬਹਾਰ ਸੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਮੌਲਾ ਮੈਂ ਰਹਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਿਆ ਇਹੋ ਜੀ ਰੁੱਤ ਚ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਇਹੋ ਜੀ ਰੁੱਤ ਚ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਖੁਦਾ ਵੀ ਹੱਸ ਕੇ ਕਹੇਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਿਆ ਹੋਰ ਪਿਲਾ ਹੋਰ
What a great song there, Sakia Hor Pila. Adil Said Shisti has joined me here at the table, and his wife Amina is here. Amina, welcome.
Thank you.
She's going to help with the translation. Tell me something about that first piece you sang, Sakia Hor Pila. What does it mean?
Sakia Hor Pila ke.
There's different forms of intoxication, and there's different rang, and rang means there's different colours, different phases of being intoxicated, and this is a very philosophical song, which means being intoxicated without being drunk. So basically, it means it's about the love of God.
So you're basically drinking your devotion to God, which in itself is making you sort of intoxicated with love, with divine love.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
and that piece was composed, the words were composed by your father, is that right, Adil?
Yeah.
You come from a long line, is that right, of Sufi singers. Tell me something about where you were born and how you learnt your form of singing.
Yeah, my father sang in 5 languages in Pakistan. He sang English, Arabic, Pashto and Farsi. I also sing in 5 languages, you can hear.
My father thought that whenever he sang, he never sang for the people. He sang for him and God. It was all about himself and God. And during the Qawwalis, he sang with such love and devotion that he felt he was above everything. It was at a different level. And he's kind of inherited that from his father.
His father was Qari Muhammad Said Shristi. And Karim is obviously the word given to somebody who is a reciter of the Quran. So he began as a Quranic reciter.
Yeah.
And gradually then moved into the, in a sense, the melody side of devotion.
That's correct, yes. He started with reciting the Quran. And then it was Quran-e Talawat, and then from there he developed the love of singing, and then he brought music into it.
Adil, did you used to travel with your father then?
Yes.
And sing with him? Is that how you learnt?
Little bit, not much. I was about 15 years, my father assassinated.
How long ago was that?
About 15 years.
You said that your father was assassinated, and that I believe it happened when he was actually performing.
Yes.
At a concert.
Yeah.
Tell me why it happened.
Because our Qawwali Ali Damdam Deandar, some people doesn't like it because Ali Nal books rakhe aimi tu na kamya othe tera haj ho jithe Ali jamya. That's why the
Ali Nal Books Rakhe means, this is also translated in English as well. In the Qawwali says, O silly man, why do you have grudge against Ali? You perform Hajj there where Ali was born. Because Sufism is all about uniting people together. And this Qawwali picked up the subject of Sunni and Shias. And it was trying to help people to look at different perspectives of Sunni and Shias and how we can look at the similarities rather than the differences. And it was disliked by groups of people, and then therefore he was assassinated because of the dislike.
So you, it must have had a tremendous impact on
yes.
you. How did it change your direction?
After the death of my father, the love for Qawwali and Sufism kind of increased. I became kind of impatient. I wanted to kind of grow quickly, and I wanted to grow the awareness of Sufism. My father's death left the responsibility of me to give the other side of Islam and Sufism to the people out there to kind of show them the core values, really. And I really want the world to know that it was unfair, because a 15-year-old child and a family was left behind because my father was a Sufist and he was just trying to unite people together.
So here is Ali Damdam Deandar, a song that epitomises what Sufism is about, that of unity of humanity and of devotion.
Samundron dhoonge ਡੂੰਘਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਕਦੀ ਦਾਰਾ ਕਦੀ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਦਿਲ ਇੱਕ ਡੂੰਘਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਕਦੀ ਦਾਰਾ ਕਦੀ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਦਿਲ ਇੱਕ ਡੂੰਘਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਕਦੀ ਦਾਰਾ ਕਦੀ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਸ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਡੁੱਬ ਜਾਵੇ ਉਸੇ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਹੱਕ 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 ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮਾਦਮ
ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਹਾਜ਼ਲ ਕਲਬੋ ਕਾ ਬਾਰੇ ਨਮੀ ਹਾਜ਼ਲ ਕਲਬੋ ਕਾ ਬਾਰੇ ਨਮੀ ਆਹਿਆ ਨਨਕਾ ਦਾਰਾ ਵਾਹਿਆ ਨਨਕਾ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਮਨ ਗਾਰਾ ਕਾ ਪੀ ਹਾਜ਼ਲ ਕਲਬ ਯੂ ਕਾਲੁ ਲਹੂ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਦਾਜ਼ੜਾ ਯਉ ਜਬਰ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਦਾਜ਼ੜਾ ਯਉ ਜਬਰ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਕਲਾ ਦਾਰਾਈ ਕਲਾ ਸਕੰਦਰੀ ਕਲਾ ਦਾਰਾਈ ਕਲਾ ਸਕੰਦਰੀ A great emperor and Alexander, a great warrior, he who sing in this heart is called Kalandar, Damadam Mast Kalandar,
Damadam Mast Kalandar.
ਬਾਰਾ ਗਾਹ ਪਾਸ਼ੇ ਸਿਕੰਦਰ ਕਸੀ ਕੇ ਦਰ ਦਿਲ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਪਾਸ਼ੇ ਅਵਿਸ਼ ਕੋਇਮ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ
ਦਮਾਦਮ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ
ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਰੱਖੇ ਐਵੇਂ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੰਮਿਆ
ਅਲੀ ਨਾਲ ਬੁਗਜ਼ ਰੱਖੇ ਐਵੇਂ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੰਮਿਆ
ਉੱਥੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਹੱਜ ਹੋਵੇ
ਉੱਥੇ ਤੇਰਾ ਹੱਜ ਹੋਵੇ
ਜਿੱਥੇ ਅਲੀ ਜੰਮਿਆ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ
ਉਸ ਲਈ ਮੈਨ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਗਰਜ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਅਲੀ ਯੂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਹੱਜ ਦਿਆਰ ਵਿਆਰ ਅਲੀ ਵਾਜ ਬੋਨ ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ
ਅਲੀ ਦਮ ਦਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੱਸੋ ਜੀ the
दसो जी कौन कलंदर दसो जी कौन कलंदर
दसो जी कौन कलंदर
अख बिन्नी मन हुआ कलंदर अजीम टेल अस हु इज द सुपर कलंदर हजरत बू अली कलंदर
हजरत बू अली कलंदर हजरत बू अली कलंदर
दूजे कौन कलंदर
दूजे कौन कलंदर दूजे कौन कलंदर
मन कलंदर सानी हु इज द सेकंड कलंदर सखी शाहबाज कलंदर
सखी शाहबाज कलंदर सखी शाहबाज कलंदर सखी शाहबाज कलंदर
मामा नु पीरा बचने देना है
मामा नु पीरा
कलंदर हक 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 दमा दम मस्त कलंदर दमा दम मस्त कलंदर दमा दम मस्त कलंदर दमा दम मस्त कलंदर
दमा दम मस्त कलंदर
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा चुप रह मियां बद सितारा चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा चुप रह मियां बद सितारा चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप 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 रह मियां बद सितारा चुप रह मियां बद सितारा चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
चुप रह मियां बद सितारा
ए बेत है बहुत न्यारा
ए बेत है बहुत न्यारा
मैनू मिले यार प्यारा मैनू मिलया यार प्यारा जद टूंडे अपने अंदर हक 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 दमा दम मस्त कलंदर दमा दम मस्त कलंदर दमा दम मस्त कलंदर दमा दम मस्त कलंदर I always speak of मस्त कलंदर I sacrifice my life for my friend I wish only meeting with you all parts or my body speak of Allah dama dam mast kalandar dama dam mast kalandar
Thanks again to Adil Said Chishti and his group and to Lopa Kotari for that session recorded here in Maida Vale a couple of weeks ago. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3. And it maybe feels a little disloyal to be playing this next track, having spent so much time in the hands of the very hospitable Quebecois last month. But I suppose there's always two sides to every history. This comes from Martin Simpson's new album, Purpose and Grace, a new distillation of his musical life to date, with English, Scots and American roots all in evidence here. And the hero of the hour for this song, although definitely from the British angle, is the bold General Wolfe, whose capture of Quebec City ultimately delivered Canada to the British crown, and small comfort to the French that he died for his efforts.
Thank you. On Monday morning as we set sail, o'er the wind it did blow a most pleasant gale. To fight the French it was our intent, through smoke and fire, through smoke and fire. And it was a dark and a gloomy night. And the French landed on mountains high, while we poor souls on the valleys did lie. Cheer up, my lads, General Wolfe did say, brave lads of honor, brave lads of honor. Old England, she must win the day. And the very first broadside we give to them, oh, we've wounded 150 men. Well done, me lads, General Wolfe did say, brave lads of honor, brave lads of honor. Old England, she shall win the day. And the very next broadside they give to us, they have wounded our general in his right. And from his wound precious blood did flow, like any fountain, like any fountain. And all his men, they were filled with woe. Here's 100 guineas all in bright gold, take it, part it, for my blood runs cold. And use my men as you did before, your soldiers all, and they will fight forever. And when to England you do return, tell all my friends I am dead and gone. And tell my tender mother dear that I am dead, oh, that I am dead, oh. And nevermore shall she see. Thank you.
two great favourites of mine playing there, the Kiwi Irish harmonica genius, there's no other word for him, Brendan Power, and the English multi-instrumentalist and all-round star Tim Eadie, hooking up for a straight-up no-chaser duo outing. It's called Wriggle and Writhe. It's out on Tim's own Natbite record label. And Tim, spending a lot of his time in Ireland, and the tunes likewise, mostly belonging to that side of the Irish Sea. It's just fantastic. Following on from the bold Martin Simpson was Shetland fiddler Kevin Henderson. We know him best, perhaps, as a member of two of the great Scottish fiddle bands, Fiddler's Bid and Session A9, the latter, incidentally, home as well for Tim Eadie for a while. And this is Kevin's first solo outing, homing in on real traditional Shetland repertoire. And that was a bridal march from the most northerly island of Unst, backed up by the Swedish guitarist Matthias Perez and his fiddler wife Nina. Unfussy, classy, classy stuff. Now, I'd like to go back to a collection by an Armenian musician, Levon Eskenian, of music by the writer, composer and spiritual teacher, George Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff travelled widely in Asia and North Africa in search of enlightenment and an understanding of man's place in the universe. And his music was influenced both by these pilgrimages and his own childhood, which was spent listening to his father performing the great epics and legends of Armenian tradition. Levon Eskenian picked up on these traditional roots and his own upbringing in the Middle East and Armenia, and he's brought Gurdjieff's music back into the realms of traditional instruments for this recording. And I suppose when you're talking about Armenia, there can be no more evocative instrument than the duduk. heading east and following the Gurdjieff Folk Instruments Ensemble was a classical music duo from southwest China, Lingling Yu and Guo Gan, playing Chinese lute and violin, the pipa and erhu, in a song of joy, Huan Le Ge, which comes from the duo's album Yue Luo, The Moon Sets, released on the Italian Felme label. Last up there was a return to that east-west combination, slowly making its mark on me, Dengue Fever, from their new album Cannibal Courtship. You're listening to BBC Radio 3, and this is Marianne Kennedy on World on 3. Now, I played a couple of tracks last week from our travels in Canada for World Roots. The first of those programmes, from Cape Breton Island and from Quebec, will be going out on Radio 3 in December. But here's a little more from the heart of French Canada's traditional music world, the region of Lanaudière, northeast of Montreal. Dandelion are a family band headed up by American Dana Whittle and her husband Claude Métis, acknowledged by bands like Janticorum as one of the real tradition bearers of the region's fiddle music. The Rose here is a reworking of a song close to Dana's heart, with memories of a musical soulmate no longer around woven into its performance, while Claude's tune to follow marks the return of the cougar to the region.
Mon ami me délaisse, oh gay, vive la rose. Mon ami me délaisse, oh gay, vive la rose. Je ne sais pas pourquoi, vive la rose et le lilas.
Va t'en voir une autre, oh,
Thank you.
absolutely fantastic. The warning was issued earlier by Hossam Ramzi and A.R. Rahman. This could lead to dancing. And the Quebecois, Julie Oblige, a classic track from arguably the greatest band ever to come out of the province, La Bottine Souriante and The Reel of the Flying Saucers. It's a tune from way back when they first made their international breakthrough, and a tune I used to hear week in, week out as the sig tune for a previous incarnation of my other show over on BBC Scotland, often heard and never tired of. And members of the band, past and present, will take centre stage as the band De Temps en Temps early in the new year in one of our World Roots specials from Quebec. This Sunday night, World Roots features a very special session from one of the great names of world music, the choir that first introduced us to the stunning female harmonies of Bulgaria's state TV and radio choir, better known as Les Mystères des Voix Bulgares. The session was recorded during their recent visit to the UK, and here's an exclusive preview, one of their best known songs, Ergen Deda, The Old Bachelor.
Dum, 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 dum. Ergen Deda, Черven Deda, itaka, pataka, nakrivile kalpache, to itaka, pataka. Ergen Deda, Черven Deda, itaka, pataka, nakrivile kalpache, to itaka, pataka.
Malas, de esa calaña es la mía. Si a lo lejos me divisa, empieza a hablar tontería. Allá viene ese malandro, esposo de la hija mía. Mi hija que salió tan buena, eso no se merecía, casarse con ese vago. Qué mala suerte la mía. Ese condenado pichirre, por si usted no lo sabía, ese no le da a mi hija ni medio pa' la comida. Y mi pobre hija, señores, lleva palo de noche y todos los días.
I'm not sure which comes off worse, the Bulgarian voice's poor old bachelor or a useless son-in-law, one of the joropas of the Venezuelan plains from Carlos Orozco, a fantastic diatribe of mother-in-law's scorn, recorded by Lucy Duran and the World Roots team on location. And it features on a brand new double album of live recordings from the programme's journeys all around the world. It's called World Roots on the Road. And Carlos will also be appearing again soon on World Roots. He's appearing in London this Monday at the Palladium, performing at the British Red Cross Venezuela Viva Royal Gala. That's it for tonight. Thanks so much to Adil Said Chishti for the session, to Lopa Katari for hosting that session, and thanks as well to producer Roger Short and Paul Waiton and Jill Drabble in the studio. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and this last track, I hope, is going to be all the more atmospheric for this time of night. A last outing for the Coen brothers and T-Bone Burnett's magnificent soundtrack from O Brother. This recording from 1959 was made in the Mississippi State Penitentiary by Alan Lomax, around the same time as the famous opening song from the soundtrack, Poor Lazarus. I hope Tom Devil doesn't go on to prey on your troubled soul as it did the lead singer, Ed Lewis, here. Good night.
Though some folks say that the devil's dead, though some folks say that the devil's dead, this phantom devil at the head of my bed, this phantom devil at the head of my bed, and go away, devil, devil.
Oh. never be seen.
We'll never be seen.
Well, you won't do nothing but
we'll
wash your hands.
We'll wash your hands.
You won't have to do nothing but wash your hands.
We'll wash your hands.
Well, when you marry, marry a real old man.
Real old man.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. This opening concert tonight from the Berwald Hall in Stockholm, the home of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and also of Daniel Harding, who's been the orchestra's principal conductor since 2007. Well, here they are in December 2009 in a famous Mozart symphony in a minor key, his number 40 in G minor. Mozart was in trouble financially when he wrote the symphony, troubled by dark thoughts too, and several musicologists have heard these dark thoughts in Mozart's 40th. Though not everyone, Robert Schumann talked about the weightlessness and Hellenic grace. And musicologist Donald Tovey even thought there were similarities between the symphony and opera buffa